The Spendthrift 80s, Part 7, Songs, 1982-1983. As 1982 opened, Cable's MTV was 4 months old, and Hall & Oates had the country's number one single, I Can't Go For That, No Can Do. In March, Stevie Wonder scored a hit with That Girl, and in May, he teamed up with Paul McCartney for Ebony and Ivory, which topped Rick Springfield's Don't Talk to Strangers. But the unexpected hit of the season was an instrumental movie theme by Greek keyboard artist Evangelos Papathassos, who shortened his first name, which means Angels of Good Tidings, to Vangelis. Based in London, Vangelis had already acquired a respectable reputation for his electrically synthesized music when he was approached by British filmmaker David Putnam to score Chariots of Fire, the emotional tale of two runners preparing for the 1924 Paris Olympics. Though the tune took a torturously long 21 weeks to climb to number one, once there became a theme for myriad of athletic events, much as the title song from Rocky in the previous decade. Chariots won an Oscar for Best Picture. Vangelis won one for the original score. At year's end, several familiar names topped the charts. Lionel Richie with Truly, Olivia Newton-John with Heart Attack, and Hall & Oates with Maneater, and Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson with That Girl Is Mine. As 1982 ended, Jackson was at the top and about to soar into a stratum of superstardom on his own with Billie Jean. 1983. There were, of course, other superlative hits in 1983. Irene Cara's Flashdance, What a Feeling, The Police, Every Breath You Take, The Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Billy Joel's Tell Her About It, Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart, Lionel Richie's All Night Long, Donna Summer's She Works Hard for the Money, and Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson's duet, Say, Say, Say. But no matter how you look at it, the year belonged to no singer more than it did Michael Jackson. Featured on the cover of Time, the pop music event of the decade, he's taken us right up there where we belong, producer Quincy Jones told the magazine. Black music had to play second fiddle for a long time. Michael has connected with every soul in the world. For a time, it seemed that every soul in the world was buying Michael Jackson's Thriller album, the best-selling LP of all time, spending a record 37 weeks as number one on Billboard's album chart. The young entertainer, born into a singing family, had arrived. His hits would dominate the middle years of the decade, and he would begin the next decade by signing a billion-dollar recording deal with Sony, the largest contract ever for a singer. The duet, The Girl Is Mine, with Paul McCartney, was from Thriller, but the album began to skyrocket in sales after another single, Billie Jean, which the singer recorded in one take, reached the top of the charts in early March, a spot it would hold for 7 weeks. No sooner had Billie Jean begun to slip when Jackson was back on top with Beat It, a feat few other artists have matched. Pulsing song with a searing guitar solo by Eddie Van Halen was boosted in sales by a dynamic music video costing $160,000. Jackson's Thriller album sold more than 40 million copies worldwide. His 1987 follow-up LP, Bad, would sell some 25 million copies. Moreover, Michael Jackson, who had his first hit at the age of 5, set high standards for dance and movement on music videos, having mastered the video medium better than any artist before him. Before the pop icon's lucrative 1991 deal with Sony Corporation, his worth was estimated at more than $100 million, including substantial real estate holdings and the ownership of the John Lennon-Paul McCartney music publishing catalog. Ironically, Jackson's Sony deal was concluded 1 week after his 24-year-old sister Janet signed a $40 million contract with Virgin Records. As mentioned, Jackson was again number one with Say, Say, Say in 1983 as it ended. The singer, known for his passionate love of animals, closed the year with a tally of 7 top 10 singles, an accomplishment second only to the Beatles, 11 hits in 1964. It seemed fitting that Michael Jackson should celebrate his final hit of the year with ex-Beatle Paul McCartney. Hanging on firmly behind Say, Say, Say was Billy Joel's Uptown Girl, an ode to his shapely top model wife, Christine Brinkley. The novelty hit of 1983 was Putting on the Ritz, number 4 in September, along to Taco Akertzer, born in Indonesia to Dutch parents. Now, I would need to mention something here. We're getting into the more modern period, and you're getting these records and getting these records, all of which are probably going to be bested in the 2000s. So remember, this would be the top-selling records for that period of time that we're in, the 80s and probably the 90s. And as always, I hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget to come by the website, sumahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.